Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. We're talking with Miss Kathy McLarty here about some of the resources she's used in her quiet time. Last week we talked about just the goodness of the chronological Bible and helping us fit pieces together and when they happened. And so here's my question for you today, Miss Kathy. What do you do with what you read? Because so many times when it comes to Bible reading, we think we've accomplished the goal when we just finish that last sentence and we say, okay, I've read the Bible. Yeah, exactly. So what do you do with what you read?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, the thing that I've noticed in my own reading and in my own life is that the more often you read a Bible story or anything, any story, the more often you read that, you become numb.
Yeah,
you can become indifferent to it.
Yeah,
you know. I think the first time I noticed that was reading the Christmas story, and all, you know, it's just basically the same old thing. But
right.
This is what my prayer is, as I start every morning, is, Heavenly Father, give me new eyes today. Mm. Help me see something in this scripture that I haven't seen before. Something that will apply to, and then I think of different areas of what's going on around me. Do I see something in the scripture today that I can pray over an individual, over a situation, and try to turn the scripture into something that I can apply to life for this day?
Yeah.
And the other thing I believe is that when I vary my reading, sometimes I'll read from the NIV Bible, and sometimes I'll read from the King James or the ESV. I'll vary the type of scripture that I'm reading, and then I'm able to see more words, more of a development of what the scripture is saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I do with the words that I'm reading.
Right. Right.
But mainly, I think the thing that I do with the scripture that I've read every day is try to apply it in such a way that I'm able to give an accounting to what I believe and who I believe. If anybody ever says, why do you believe that? I want to be able to say, well, this is why.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give honor and glory to King Jesus when the moment arises, and use that and do that using the scripture that he's given me that day.
Yeah. So two big things that I see there in just kind of what you have talked through. And one of them is what David prays in the Psalms, open my eyes to see wondrous things from your law. And so even before we read, it is to pray, help me to know and to see what you're doing and what needs to be done in me, or how I can take this and lay this over somebody else. So opening my eyes to see those things. And then the second thing that I see, that's a wonderful word on, I want to be held accountable. I want to be able to give an account. And so this is not, and this is, I say this all the time, is that the relationship with the Lord is a personal relationship. It is not a private relationship. And that the reason why it's not a private is because it's meant to be proclaimed. And so in that daily quiet time, personal time, it's not to be kept there. That what we are reading is to flow out of our hands and feet and our mouths at times to be able to give an account of why we believe and trust in Christ. Amen. Very good. Thank you, Miss Kathy. Till next time on Day by Day Hacks.